Good morning. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu. Now, the weather is in the news again. We'll have the latest forecast for you right after our news. A partial roof collapse caused the evacuation of an assisted living facility in Hendersonville night before last. 15 residents at Cherry Springs Village were moved. A frozen joint in the sprinkler system caused the problem. One resident was hospitalized after slipping in the water. The rest of the residents were moved to facilities in Henderson and Transylvania counties. The Transylvania Board of Education will meet Monday night. That meeting will be held at 6:30 p.m. at Brevard Elementary School. Among all the items on the agenda will be the professional standards of conduct and performance for teachers. And there will not be another Blue Ridge Barbecue Festival in Tryon. Andy Millard, president of the Carolina Foothills Chamber of Commerce, broke the news on the festival website this week. His statement says the event will not happen this year and, quote, there are no plans to revive the festival in the future, end quote. Millard adds the chamber's getting out of the festival business to concentrate more on the chamber's core mission to support and promote local business. The festival was held at Harmon Field in Tryon for almost 20 years. It was a two-day event of all things barbecue and included the official North Carolina State Barbecue Championship sanctioned by the Kansas City Barbecue Society. In sports, Blue Ridge Community College has canceled their baseball season. President Molly Parkhill says the number of student-athletes eligible to play has declined over the last few weeks due to academic progress and injuries. Rosman's wrestling team is ranked number 8 in the state poll that was just released. The Tigers are ranked in the 1A division. Only 4 other teams in Western North Carolina are ranked on the poll. They are Mitchell County at number 6 and Cherokee at number 7 in the 1A poll, and Madison County at the number 7 spot in the 2A division. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.